I am Pastor Gwynn, the president of the Interdenominational Minister Alliance. There is in New York Harbor a great lady that stands with a lamp lifted high, and at the foot of that statue, there's a plaque with these words: "Send me your tired, your poor, your humble masses yearning to be free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shores. Send me the homeless, tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside thy golden door." If the truth is to be known, we are all the sons and daughters of immigrants. Many of us came here not by choice. Some came enslaved, some came free, some came as bond servants. But yet today we find that we're all in the same boat together. These children that we're talking about pledge allegiance to our flag just like every other child. They grew up in neighborhoods such as you and I have grown up in. They love the state and they love our country. Let's do the right thing and give them a fresh shot at a great education. In a country with so much opportunity and possibility, there are still insurmountable barriers to higher education that keep young people from achieving their full potential. This law helps overcome some of those obstacles, making college more accessible for talented students by making sure they can pay the same in-state tuition rates as their peers. We are called to build the beloved community, Martin Luther King Jr. once said, the vision of community working towards equality and prosperity for all. In the era of civil rights, people of conscience from across the theological spectrum and from all different racial and ethnic backgrounds stood shoulder to shoulder to fight for justice, and that fight still goes on. Therefore, I urge you to vote for question 4 so that we can liberate our young people, that they may have the opportunity and privileges that so many Americans now enjoy.
For our educational institution, that they might be strengthened by our student body with fair access to education, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
My name is Wolfgang Hertzlane. I serve as Bishop of the Delaware, Maryland Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And I'm a first-generation immigrant myself. I grew up in Germany, and I came to this country when I was 21 on a student visa to study social work in New Jersey. You can still hear the strong New Jersey accent when I speak. And you know, because I was an international student throughout undergraduate and graduate school, I had to pay full tuition, not in-state tuition, throughout those whole years. Regardless of how long I was there, I was always an outsider, always the stranger, the other. And so my experience taught me what that must feel like. I didn't even grow up in this country. The kids we are talking about grew up here. They did everything everybody else did. This is their country, and they're just asking to be treated equally and to have a fair share. And I want to tell you, it's a sound investment. Education always is. These kids are going to grow up. They're going to graduate from college. They're going to grow up. They're going to have good jobs. They're going to be part of our society, and then they're going to start to give back. We make significant investments in our children, don't we? We start with kindergarten and all through elementary school and through middle school and through high school. We invest in them. Why would we stop? We need to keep investing in these children. We make significant investments, and it only makes sense to pursue policies that make that 13-year investment even stronger during the college years. It's really common sense. Investing in the education of young people who grow up in Maryland and plan to live here means that they will earn more, that they will pay more taxes, that they will help us grow the state's economy. And in that light, does it make any sense to not vote for the DREAM Act?
Okay. For our economy, that our nation will be blessed as children of immigrants become part of a well-educated workforce, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
I'm Reverend Cooney, here to stand with other leaders of the faith communities On behalf of Bishop Marcus Matthews and the Baltimore-Washington Conference of the United Methodist Church, this law is about fairness for all of the students of our state, every student that we have. The dream students do not compete with other students. They are able to be part of the education that is offered. There are no spots for the legal residents or U.S. citizens that are put at risk. All of the Dreamers first start in our community colleges. These colleges have open enrollment. It doesn't mean that someone cannot go because someone else does. All who want to go can. And then when they apply for the next 2 years in a four-year college, they are considered in the applicant pool of the out-of-state students and are looked at in that way. So it means that all of our children, all of the students in our state have an opportunity to attend college and to grow. And we've learned from other states that have similar legislation that they're not large numbers that this impacts. It's a small group of very dedicated, hardworking, and smart young people. This gives them opportunity and allows them to grow and become leaders in our state. It is a good and fair law for us.
For our nation, that we might be enriched as the gifts and talents of all children are developed to their full potential, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Good afternoon. I am Peter Nord with the Presbytery of Baltimore. Even as we urge Maryland voters to vote for Referendum 4 and support the DREAM law, I'm painfully aware that there are young people who will benefit from this law, but live in fear that at any moment they may have their adopted country taken away from them. So today I want to thank President Obama for the deferred action policy that he implemented this summer. With this policy, Dreamers can work, can get work permits, and are freed from the fear of deportation. The Presbyterian Church, USA, has long been a supporter of just and compassionate immigration laws. Such laws provide a way for people like these students who have come to this country at a young age, put their lives and futures in our hands, and are willing to play by the rules of this new policy with the hope that they might become citizens. Thank you, President Obama, for showing the way for the state of Maryland, and for making it easier for these young people to focus on their future. And to the citizens of Maryland, I ask you to join all of us in supporting the DREAM law and the young people who have excelled in their studies and are now accepted into our community colleges. In addition to thanking President Obama, I wish to thank all others in the state who have worked tirelessly for a more humane approach to immigration and in support of the DREAM law. Organizations like the Casa de Maryland and the Episcopal Refugee and Immigration Center Alliance and other organizations have played a crucial role in bringing this issue to the forefront of our attention. To the Dreamers, we stand with you today. I believe that your hard work and determination will not be in vain. My hope and my prayer is that the college education you are pursuing will enable you to become full contributing members and future leaders in this state of Maryland.
For our Maryland voters, that they will use their voices to support fair access to education for the innocent law-abiding children of immigrants amongst us, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.